family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hi Vusi, my name is Emeka Amadi, the podcaster for the Emeka Amadi podcast. I love what you're doing in Africa. I love what you're doing in the business space in South Africa. Thank you.
Hello, family. Welcome to another episode of the VT podcast. That was a testimonial from Emeka Amadi. Thank you so much for those kind words. Very humbled. Right, family, let's get to it this week. So much to cover and not enough time. First, remember that the VT Club 100 is up. So to go to vtclub100.com, sign up, get your membership. It's a private membership platform with me. It's a mentorship platform and we have got all sorts of benefits, access, opportunities for members of the community. Very, very excited by what we're doing with the VT Club 100. Second, there's so much going on in terms of the release of my next book, The Underdogs. The details will be out in time. Keep listening to the podcast, watching my videos, and of course, listening to the posts that we put up on social media. Right, quickly, this week, I want to talk to you a bit about Fargin. It's a Yiddish expression spelled F-A-R-G-I-N. Fargin. Fargin is the bedrock of, in particular, the Jewish community. It's based on realizing, recognizing, and understanding that the value of an individual is their value to the community. I'll say that again. The value of an individual is their value to the community. Most of us like to think that the value of an individual is the value they're able to extract from the community. And so we live our lives in the pursuit of extraction, the accumulation of more money, more wealth, more success, more access, right? And a lot of us approach our lives and the way we do things by looking at ways to extract value from the community rather than to be of value in the community. The value of understanding that your value as an individual is the value you bring to the community is the bedrock of this Yiddish word and expression, Fargin. Community, community, community. So how does it work? How do those communities live and exist? And how do the individuals in those communities live and exist in a manner that they are of value to and add value in the community rather than are extractive of the value of the community? Practically, Vusi, how does it actually work? The first thing is that members of those communities practice grace with one another. Grace. And so when a member of the community is starting something, doing something, even if they're not the best at it, even if there is somebody from outside the community who has a better product at a better price, even if there is somebody from outside the community who is more talented at that thing, they will deliberately support the member in the community so that they can give the member of the community a start. They can give the member of the community a bedrock. They can give the member of that community a foundation. I remember many years ago, a good friend of mine, Wasim, invited me to an event that he was doing. Wasim's event, called the Distinction Awards, I think he still hosts them actually, was an event based predominantly in the Indian community of South Africa. And he was hosting this particular event at Lanesia, which is one of the historically Indian townships on the south of the area of Johannesburg in South Africa. And so he was hosting these awards and celebrating a number of young people from the community who'd done well. And that's another element of Fargin, right? That the members of the community recognize those in the community who are coming up, who are doing well, who are adding value, and who are going to be of value in future. But one of the things that stuck out at me about that event, apart from the beautiful expression of their culture and the way that they live, was how the full sourcing of everything to do with the event was from the community itself. The caterers, the event organizers, even the entertainers. And I remember this so vividly because he had a comedian there. No offense to the comedian. The comedian was plenty funny. But for what I'm sure Wasim paid him to be at that event, he could have gotten a comedian who was far more experienced and probably had better source material at that time. But he would have brought that comedian in. He would have brought those entertainers in. He would have brought the venue organizer in. He would have brought the event organizer in, because the community was understanding that it needed to create the foundation for each of those businesses and each of those members of the community and their talent to shine, a foundation and a springboard for them to go out into the rest of the world. So Fargin is not only about practicing grace when somebody in your community is not the cheapest or the best, but it's also about supporting members of the community deliberately so you can give them a springboard to do the next thing. The truth of it is that there are too many communities today, in Africa specifically, where members of the community are constantly pulling each other down. You're constantly talking ill upon each other. Who's the best rapper? Who's the best singer? And the only way you make somebody the best is by making somebody else worse. Why can we not appreciate each other without detracting from another? Why can I not acknowledge that so-and-so is good without having talk about how so-and-so is bad? Why can I not say A is good without having to say A is better than B? Just A is good. And that's enough. I saw the other day on the Bluebird app. You guys know how I feel about the Bluebird app. But I saw the other day on the Bluebird app that Burna Boy, who's in my mind one of the greatest artists of our continent in our time, was trending because he was in a what it looked like a feud with another artist from a different part of the continent, albeit a similar theme and similar type of music. And I couldn't understand why these two incredibly talented artists, although admittedly Burna Boy has multiples the success and platform of the other artist, I couldn't understand why they were at each other's throats. And then I remembered not so long ago, I was in a Twitter feud with somebody, and it was probably a similar type of thing. In my time, in my experience, I was sitting minding my own business, and I was attacked by this Neanderthal. I imagine it's probably the same from either Burna Boy's perspective or the other, which was sitting minding your own business, and somebody attacks you. Because what we've done as a community is we've made it rewarding for people to attack people. We've made it rewarding because if somebody wants to grow a couple of 10,000 followers, all they need to do is to attack somebody, start a fight with them, and people will follow them. We've made it rewarding because if somebody needs to grow a couple of 10,000 followers, all they need to do is to go on the Bluebird app, say things about someone, deliberately pull them down, and once they do this, they gain a bit of notoriety, a bit of fame, and Bob's your uncle, before you know it, they now have grown their follower base. Sad, isn't it? We sold our soul for followers. We talk in South Africa about Ubuntu, but we've completely forgotten the importance of Ubuntu, the theme of Ubuntu, and a life lived by a person who practices Ubuntu. We've forgotten it, all in pursuit of a moment's fame. This is very, very important, because I think what we're doing is we're chasing things that don't matter and are completely eroding the things that are who we are. This is who we are, man. We've always been a communal people. And yet we only reference our communal people or our nature as a communal people when we want one member of the community to give to the rest of the community. We talk about how important it is to uplift one another only when we want to be uplifted by somebody. But at every turn, certainly as it appears to me, when we have the opportunity to destroy each other, this is what we tend to do. Fargin is the understanding that you are of value because of the value you bring to the community. Fargin is the understanding that you show grace to members of that community even if they have erred in their ways or made mistakes, or they're not the best at what they do, but you give them the opportunity, the platform, the foundation. Fargin is living a life that's not just about you, but also about others in your community, being truly self-serving, giving of yourself, and serving using the self. Fargin. So the question I have for you this week, would you say that you're living a life of Fargin? Would you say that you're living a life of service? Would you say that you're living a life of selflessness, of giving? Would you say that you have an attitude of giving to others? Now, of course, for you to give of yourself, there must be a self to give. I often say to people, you can't be selfless until you've been selfish. First, you feed yourself. Then you help hunt and feed others. Even in the plane, when they give you those instructions about what to do if there's an emergency, they always say, in the event of a loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will drop from above your head. Kindly place the mask over your nose before assisting other passengers. The idea is that first you help yourself, then you help others. And so I'm not approaching this week's podcast in any way by trying to suggest that you should burn yourself at the altar of providing light for others. No, quite the contrary. I recognize fully and completely that all of us have our own lives and our own pressures, our own stresses too. But the question I ask is, in the area of your life where you can give, are you giving? The question I ask is, as you're seeing members of the community, artists, performers, professionals, entrepreneurs, doing the best they can with the little they have, are you giving? Are you gracious? So I was talking to this friend of mine from Namibia the other day, and she was showing me a video of a artist performer from Namibia. And she was laughing at him, going, oh, this guy's such a joke, look at him. And indeed, he is a bit of a joke. Like, if you watch his stuff, he's actually quite comical. But I got the sense watching this fellow that he didn't know he was a joke. He thought he was being serious, but people were laughing at him. So I looked at her and I said, what is it about him that you find funny? And she said, just look at him. Like, you know, his fashion is all tardy. His, like, the way he dresses and everything. And I was like, Everything he's got on is the best for the environment that he's in. See, you're adjudicating him against the standard of Rick Ross or Chris Brown. And if you adjudicate, you know, I don't know, an artist from the northern part of Namibia, all love for Namibia. But if you adjudicate an artist from the northern part of Namibia against a Rick Ross or a Chris Brown, set aside talent, just on aesthetics alone, he's not going to have access to the brands that those guys are wearing, let alone access to the economy that makes it possible for those guys to even be able to afford those brands. Fargin would be grace in that moment. Grace. A bit of understanding, a little bit of grace, and supporting members of your community. So that's your homework for this week, friends and family. First, support. Support even if the person is not the best at what they do. Even if they have a long path of growth and development to go, support them. Second, grace. Park your criticism. Leave your comments. If you have nothing positive to say, say nothing. And third, before you want to extract value from the community, ask yourself, are you of value to the community? Give. Give of yourself and give freely. Because one day, the person who's going to ask the community to give back to them might be your child, might be your cousin, might be your family. One day, the person who will ask the community to give to them might be you. Before you judge, remember that. Right. Friends, family, lend me your ears. Thank you so much, family, for joining us for this week's podcast. Once again, visit VT Club 100 and join the community. From me, Vusi Tembuwayo, and from our studios, sayonara.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.